Western United States is incinerating in a once-in-a-generation event. Hellfires are alight from the British Columbia-Washington border to the California-Mexico line. On Monday, September the 7th, more acreage burned in Washington than the previous 12 years. Southwest Oregon is under an extreme wildfire alert, unprecedented. California has set many all-time records, including more than 2.2 million acres of forests scorched. And there's months of fire season ahead. A couple of weeks ago, the Pacific Ocean in Southern California spiked by 9.5 degrees C. A day later, we saw 54.4 C in Death Valley, which may have been the highest temperature ever recorded on Earth. At the same time, almost 11,500 dry lightning strikes in 72 hours kickstarted three major firestorms: the LNU Lightning Complex fire that's burning across five counties, Napa, Sonoma, Lake, Yolo, and Solano, is the second largest fire in state history, 152,000 hectares, and it's still going. On September the 6th, the Greater Los Angeles area set its highest ever temperature, 49.4 C. This morning, the sky is thick with an acrid ash, an orange fog of death. Far from being alone, the Arctic peat is ablaze, 30% more than last year's record. The Amazon rainforest is burning, 30% more than 2019. Billions of our brethren and sistren, the animals, have been cremated. We have crossed an ecological threshold, a tipping point. The age of fire has smashed into man-made global heating. It's going to take everything that we have to survive what's ahead. It's time to listen to the Gen Zs, the under 26s, and join their climate strikes, make societal changes to attain a zero combustion global economy while we still have a chance. For the Science Show, from the firestorms of California, I'm Reese Halter.
Yes, Reese, and good luck.